ॐ नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रयेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी श्रीन्वतः स्वाकथः कृष्णः पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तन हिदन्तस्तो ह्यभद्राणि विदुनति सुकृत्सतम् शुशुषोषदधानस्य वासुदेवकथारुचिः स्य महत्सेवया विप्राः पुण्यतीर्थनिषेवनात्. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, means Signs of God, chapter 2, Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons, text 41. Bhutani taistair nijayo nikarmavir. Bhutani taistair nijayo nikarmavir. Bhavanti kale na bhavanti sarvashaha. Bhavanti kale na bhavanti sarvashaha. Na tatra hatma prakitaf apistkitas. Na tatra hatma prakitaf apistkitas. Tasya gunar anyatamo hi badyate. Tasya gunar anyatamo hi badyate. Bhutani taistair nijayo nikarmabir. Bhavanti kale na bhavanti sarvashaha. Na tatra hatma prakritaf apistkitas. Tasya gunar anyatamo hi badyate. Bhutani taistair nijayo nikarmabir. Bhavanti kale na bhavanti sarvashaha. Natatra hatma prakritaf apistkitas. Tasya gunar anyatamo hi badyate. Vaishnavis, Tasya gunaranyatmohibadyate. Bhutani, all the bodies of the living entities. Teh, their own respective. Nijayoni, causing their own bodies. Karmabhi, bypass activities. Bhavanti, appear. Kale, in due course of time. Nabhavanti, disappear. Sarvashaha, in all respects. Na, not. Tatra, there. Ha, indeed. Atma, the soul. Prakritau, within this material world. Api, although. Sthitaha, situated. Tasyaha, of her, the material energy. Gunai, by different modes. Anyatamaha, most different. He, indeed, but Hyate is bound. Translation and purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Every conditioned soul receives a different type of body according to his work. And when the engagement is finished, the body is finished. Although the spirit soul is situated in subtle and gross material bodies in a different forms of life, he is not bound by them, for he is always understood to be completely different from the manifested body. Purport. Here it is very plainly explained that God is not responsible for the living entities accepting different types of bodies. One has to accept a body according to the laws of nature and one's own karma. Therefore, the Vedic injunction is that a person engaged in material activities should be given directions by which he can intelligently apply his activities to the service of the Lord to become free from the material bondage of repeated birth and death. Svakarmana tam abhyarchya siddhim vindati manavaha. The Lord is always ready to give directions. Indeed, his directions are elaborately given in Bhagavad Gita. If we take advantage of these directions, then in spite of our being conditioned by the laws of material nature, we shall become free to attain our original constitution. Mam eva ye prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite. We should have firm faith that the Lord is supreme and that if we surrender to Him, He will take charge of us and indicate how we can get out of material life and return home back to Godhead. Without such surrender, one is obliged to accept a certain type of body according to his karma, sometimes as an animal, sometimes a demigod, and so on. Although the body is obtained and lost in the course of time, the spirit soul does not actually mix with the body, but is subjugated by the particular modes of nature with which he is sinfully associated. Spiritual education changes one's consciousness so that one simply carries out the orders of Supreme Lord and becomes free from the influence of the modes of material nature. Bhutani taistair nijayoni karmabhir bhavanti kale na bhavanti sarvashaha na tatrahatma prakritav api sthitas tasya gunar anyatamo hibadhyate. Every conditioned soul receives a different type of body according to his work, and when the engagement is finished, the body is finished. although the spirit soul is situated in a subtle and gross material bodies in different forms of life, he is not bound by them, for he is always understood to be completely different from the manifested body. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pamugum Langayati Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vandesh Gurum Dinataranam Ugram Vira Mahavishnum Jvalantam Sarvatomukham Nishangam Vishanam Badaram Rityorum Rityum Namomyaham. Hare Krishna. Nice to see all of you. Usually I'm not coming for the Bhagavatam class because I'm taking rest after night shift. So that's the reason. Please forgive me. I want to focus. There are many nice things spoken by Prabhupada in this purport, but I'm only focusing on one sentence. This is the last sentence of the purport. Spiritual education changes one consciousness so that one simply carries out the orders of the Supreme Lord and becomes free from the influence of the modes of material nature. So I will read many quotations from Srila Prabhupada's lecture from Mayapur Dham. So that's my way of education, because education is needed all the time in our society. We need to educate our children, we need to educate adults, we need to educate in different fields. My field is Harinam Sankirtan education, and I'm focusing on that. Maybe because the Harinam Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma for this age of Kali, and therefore it's so important in our society to do it, especially in Shimayapur Dham. Because as Srila Prabhupada says, whatever you do in the Holy Dham, like Shivrindavan or Shimayapur, gives you 1,000 times benefit. And if you have time, I can give you direct quotation from Prabhupada lecture about 1,000 times benefit. So, when Srila Prabhupada incorporated ISKCON, he gave us 7 purposes of ISKCON. What is the 4th one? The 4th one is to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement. What is Sankirtan movement? Jai. So Sankirtan movement is congregational chanting of the holy name of God as revealed in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later on, after Srila Prabhupada's departure, Sankirtan movement became something else. But originally, we will stick to the principles and terminology given by Prabhupada. This is congregational chanting of the holy name of God. This is the Sankirtan movement. So we established this temple, Mayapur Chandradai. So this is the idea, Mahaprabhu. He appeared in this land of Mayapur. Therefore, he is set here as the moon. Therefore, we say Chandra, Mayapur Chandra. Now, as Shimayapur Chandra is rising means he is to distribute the moonshine all over the world. This is the idea, moonshine. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Shreya Kairava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally said, don't keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compact in your room and take some monetary profit. This is not required. This is not required. You must allow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to rise more and more so that the sun, moonshine, may be distributed all over the world. That is wanted. Therefore, this temple is situated. Of course, we should try to construct a very nice temple for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This morning we were thinking of this. So from this place, this moon, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will distribute. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Hare Krishna movement Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Chato Darpana Marjanam Vaha Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. This is the real moonshine. The moonshine will enlighten them. They are all foolish, Mudha. This is taken from Srila Prabhupada's lecture from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, first chapter, 6th verse, Shimayapur Dham, 30 March 1975. So Prabhupada in this, I will say few words of explanation. Prabhupada says here that we must allow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to rise. And he says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, means more we do Harinam Sankirtan here in this place of Mayapur, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will rise more and more and distribute the moonshine all over the world. And depends what kind of quality the Harinam Sankirtan is. Are we doing Kirtan or Harinam Sankirtan for money? Are we doing Harinam Sankirtan for prestige? Are we able to chant Hare Krishna when microphone is away from our lips? I saw that in one place. As soon as the microphone was away from the lips of that devotee, he stopped chanting. We should chant anyway. If the microphone is here or not here, we should chant very loudly. So this is the nice quotation I found because I start to hear my Srila Prabhupada's lecture from Mayapur. More Harinam Sankirtan in Mayapur, more distribution of the moonshine, which is produced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. And when devotees sees us doing Harinam Sankirtan in the dam, they will also pick up. There are groups like Harinam Ruchi, Janananda Maharaj, and other groups. They travel all over the world to different places, spending so much money and sacrificing their blood because it takes so much energy to transfer your body from one continent to another continent to do Harinam Sankirtan in different places of the world. But just by doing Harinam Sankirtan in the dam, and Prabhupada says very clearly here in Shimayapur Dham, then that energy will be distributed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. My only desire is that our temple must be a living temple by chanting Hare Krishna mantra and distributing prasadam as well as distributing books to the intelligent class of men. Letter to Jayapataka and Bhavananda, Los Angeles, 6th January 1974. Looks like when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, more and more this temple is becoming more living temple. So this temple, Mayapur Chandradaya Temple, is meant for transcendental United Nations. What the United Nations has failed to achieve That will be achieved here by the process recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Priti Vita Ache Yata Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachara Hoibe Moranam. So you have come from all parts of the world and are living together in this temple. Srila Prabhupada's speech, Sri Mayapur, January 15, 1976. So what is process recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Dharma Marjana is process recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or this is just byproduct of that process? What's the process of recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Yes, thank you. And because Harinam Sankirtan makes your heart cleans, Chetota Paramarjana, Bhava Mahadavagnirvapan, and so on. Okay, so they are this is byproduct of Harinam Sankirtan. So here Prabhupada is saying, so this temple is for Transcendental United Nations. And they should do process recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But unfortunately, in this temple there is no Harinam Sankirtan. There are Bengali bhajans and there is only one flag, West Bengali flag. There is no Transcendental United Nations in the temple. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruction is that glorify the Lord continuously, Trinata Pisunichena. And as soon as you begin Kirtaniya, real Kirtan of Krishna, then you will have many enemies. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally had many enemies. You know that in this spot there was persecution, religious persecution, by the then magistrate, Chandkazi. His samadhi is still there. So, and we are also experiencing. Our only fault is that we are preaching the Sankirtan movement. What is Sankirtan movement? Congregational chanting of the holy name of God. And there are so many enemies, you see? Lecture Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Adilila, 7-4, Shimaya Purdam, March 4, 1974. So people are so rascal, they will not even chant Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna Svayam Bhagavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he introduced Sankirtanaika Pitarao. Gaura and Nityananda is the father of the Sankirtan movement. What is Sankirtan movement? Congregation chanting of the holy name of God. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur has offered his prayer. Sankirtanaika Pitarao, Ajanu, Lambita Bujau, Kana Kavadhatao, Sankirtanaika Pitarao, Kamalayata Kshau, Vande Mahapurusha, Te Charanaravindam. So Krishna is teaching. Krishna is so kind. He is personally teaching. That is perform yagya. He is personally chanting, dancing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The picture is in our front. Personally, he is teaching us, perform this yagya, you rascal, and you'll get everything. You'll get everything. Where is the proof? The proof is Krishna consciousness movement. We are simply chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and spending crores of rupees. Simply. What we are doing? We are not doing any business. We have not many professional men. But why we are getting? We are spending 8 lakhs of rupees per month. And we have got food, we have got milk, we are rather feeding others. Also bringing food. So why don't you see practically how these Krishna conscious people, they know that we are a fabulous religion. This question was raised in parliament also. So how we became fabulous rich? We do not do anything. I have not taught you anything magic. I simply request you, chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 times, please. But you, we are not even following that. This is the only remedy. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedhasa. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvar. He is teaching us this Yagya. He is giving us the hint, Yagyat Bhavati Parjanyah. If you do not accept this movement, what kind of movement? Sankirtan movement. If you don't accept this movement, then you will go on suffering, 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 suffering. Prabhupada says 4 times suffering. This is only place when Śrīla Prabhupāda says suffering. If you don't accept the Sankirtan movement of Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu, you suffer 4 times. If you do not accept this principle, then your future is simply suffering. So this is 5th time. So within short time, 5 times suffering. This is lecture Śrīmad Bhagavatam, 1st canto 8, chapter 18, verse Mayapur, September 28, 1974. So what kind of suffering? Someone may ask, what kind of suffering? You will not have taste for chanting. You will struggle with your japa. Or we will struggle with the japa. If you don't have attraction for the Harinam Sankirtan movement, means congregation chanting on a daily basis. Better 5 minutes every day than 1 hour once a week. To have some connection with Harinam Sankirtan in a public place like temple or bhajan kutir or your private place in your home, in your flat. Then you have connection with Sankirtan movement of Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu. And then you get in taste in your japa, and then you get in taste in your spiritual life. Arrival lecture, Śrī Mayapur, September 27, 1974. So it was the desire of Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Europeans and Americans would come here and chant Hare Krishna mantra. That prophecy is now being fulfilled, and that is my satisfaction. Anyway, at least there is a place now where these Europeans and Americans may come and live peacefully, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and advance in spiritual understanding. And the last one. In our Krishna Consciousness Movement, we don't allow any song that has not been approved or sung by bona fide devotees. We cannot allow cinema songs to be sung in the temple. We generally sing 2 songs. One is Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. This is bona fide. It is always mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and is accepted by the Acharyas. The other, of course, is the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We may also sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Lojan Das Thakur. But these 2 songs, Shri Krishna Chaitanya and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, are sufficient to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although we cannot see Him. Seeing the Lord is not as important as appreciating Him from the authentic literature or the authentic statements of the authorized persons. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 5th chapter, 25, verse purport. So, I had desire to give class, but I didn't ask for the class. But Padmapada Prabhu asked me, therefore I'm here. And I had desire to present those quotations from Prabhupada to you. So I released my anxiety and I presented this to you. I have something to read more, maybe a few quotations, but maybe later on when it's more time. We have still time, we can finish after 10 minutes. There is just to little set up the mood. Mood is that we are not musicians, we are devotees. And we should stress the our spiritual principles as devotees. Purity is the force. And then second thing is our musical performances. My opinion is that it's not necessary for us to utilize these different music and talents for spreading Krishna consciousness. I would rather see people follow strictly the path of Lord Chaitanya and his Sankirtan devotees. We are using Mridanga Kartal, that is enough. We are not musicians, we are Krishna Bhaktas. Therefore we do not stress so much importance of these different musical talents. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God himself. Had he thought it would have been better to spread Krishna consciousness by another way, he would have done so. But no. Simply with Mridanga and Kartal, traveling and chanting Hare Krishna, asking everyone to chant Hare Krishna, preaching simply, Srimad Bhagavatam philosophy. This is the process. There is no need for us to try and add anything to this simple method. It will only be a distraction. Prabhupada letter to Jagadish Pandit, 28th of December, 1974. I never thought about the audience. I was prepared to chant even if there was no man present to hear me. The principle of chanting is to glorify the Lord and not to attract the crowd. If Krishna hears nicely, then he will ask some sincere devotee to gather in such a place. Therefore, be advised that thousands of senses may be started if you find out a sincere soul for each and every center. Prabhupada letter, 12th of November, 1967. Krishna Kirtan is not meant for entertaining the public, for demonstration of arts. It is dynamic service to the Lord. We do not, therefore, mind so much about the artistic presentation of Krishna Kirtan, but we want to see how much a devotee is satisfying the Supreme Will. Practicing is already done by Kirtan. It is not required for us to become artists. Our main point is service to Krishna, not to please an audience. We shall not divert our attention too much to adjustment of musical sounds. People should not misunderstand that we are a band of musical artists. They must know that we are devotees of Krishna. Our devotional practice and purity shall be so strong that whenever we chant, there will be immediately an impression in the audience for devotion to Krishna. Prabhupada letter to Tamal Krishna, 1969, and previous was 1967, November. So, that's all what I want to say. I wanted to say about importance of Harinam Sankirtan in the Dham and the proper mood, and mostly I presented Prabhupada's quotation. Because in my simple understanding, Prabhupada is perfect. Whatever he says, it's perfect. He's chanting Shuddhanam, and whoever chants Shuddhanam, every word is Shabda Brahman. So, any questions, comments? Yes. Nishanga Tirtha Prabhu. All the way on the back.
Hare Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much for a very nice class. And I had a question in connection because you made a lot of, you cited a lot of quotations made by Prabhupada. And I was wondering, because sometimes we hear certain things said by Prabhupada and we try to apply them in our day-to-day life, and we find out that it requires a little bit more intelligence than to just, like, just say, basically, we just have to apply it as it is. Sometimes we have to apply our intelligence to try to understand it. Now, there's a statement you made where Prabhupada also said that we are not musicians, we don't care about the audience, we just care about serving Krishna. I would like, if you could, to maybe explain how we can apply that in day-to-day life, because we see that Prabhupada also, when he came to prasadam, for example, he wanted the devotees to cook very nice prasadam so that people who taste the prasadam will be attracted to take more prasadam. So although prasadam was non-different from Krishna, he didn't just tell the devotees, just cook Karela and just put salt in milk and it doesn't matter because it's offered to Krishna. So I was wondering if you could elaborate on this principle. How do we apply this when it comes to kirtan? Because if we don't do the kirtan nicely, then people won't be attracted to at least sit down and hear the holy name. So where do we draw the line between trying to follow on?
No, the whole purpose of presenting that was chanting and hearing and our devotional practice is first. This is first thing. And music and all these different things are secondary. And we should put them as nicely as possible. Music, of course, but they're always secondary. We should always, and Prabhupada was hammering that point. We not put in front our music talents and then chanting and hearing of the holy name of Krishna as a secondary. Always in front. But if you see Ayendra Prabhu, his definition of noise was someone is playing instrument and not chanting Hare Krishna. This was his definition of noise. So first, and many times I saw in Vrindavan, I'm from Vrindavan. I'm not from Mayapur, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm from Vrindavan. So I spent with him 3 years, and many times I saw devotees doing so many, you know, motions and not even one word of chanting holy name of Krishna from his mouth. So this is putting in front of chanting, so important. And what is about the chanting? If you chant, then you're doing 10 times more benefit when you hear holy name of Krishna. So when you're going 10 miles per hour and then you're going 100 miles per hour, I think it's a quite different experience of your speeding up spiritual progress. So yes, you nice question. And so Prabhupada was putting in front, you know, do a nice japa, do a nice program, do nice reading of Prabhupada's books or books of acharyas. Be a nice devotee. Develop proper mood and then do music. Not opposite. We need to practice mridanga, we need to practice kartas, we need to practice harmonium, we need to practice music, but this is secondary all the time. So that, I'm sorry I didn't explain so much. Please forgive me. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for all the quotes of Srila Prabhupada about Sankirtan. At the beginning, this is more of a comment than a question. At the beginning, you mentioned that you gave the definition of Sankirtan as the congregational chanting of the holy names. And then you mentioned how this word Sankirtan has been taken on new meanings after Srila Prabhupada's departure. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of different things happen in the name of Sankirtan. But also Srila Prabhupada did extend the word Sankirtan to include other activities like book distribution, which he said is non-different than the chanting of the holy names because it's the Brihat Mridanga. In fact, it's more powerful than Harinam Street Sankirtan. And so just to clarify that, I mean, I don't want people to be confused that when you suggested that many other activities came to be known as Sankirtan, that book distribution is one of those that is a misnomer. Book distribution is also Sankirtan, and that is not a misuse of the word Sankirtan.
No, I didn't mean that.
Just making sure.
I didn't mean that because I didn't mention that. I didn't mean that. Whatever Prabhupada says, it's a secret for me. But I was thinking about other things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, selling candles, selling Hong Kong paintings, selling paraphernalia, selling incense, so many things. And this was Sankirtan movement, isn't it? Late 70s or beginning of 80s. And we was filling up the big black hole. And you never fill up this hole, black hole of different expenses. So I was not thinking about that, what Prabhupada was saying about book distribution.
Okay, thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
So you mentioned that about Sudanam, that practically that's what Prabhupada wanted. Someone may think, well, because I'm not chanting purely, then they're not getting benefit, so maybe I shouldn't do Harinam. Can you speak a little bit more about, like, Sudanam?
I should do Harinam Sankirtan because I'm not chanting Shudhanam? No, our motivation should to please the Guru and Gauranga when you're doing Harinam Sankirtan only. This kind of motivation is enough. We're doing Harinam Sankirtan for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga. That's all. And if he wants to give us Shudhanam, it's up to him. I cannot produce Shudhanam. It can be given to me by someone. But if someone doesn't have, he cannot or she cannot give me. But for sure, Srivas Thakur or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandir, their personalities who are chanting pure holy name, they can give me. Even dust of Mayapur can give me. Because this is pure substance and personal. They can give me Shudhanam. Of course, we aspire for that, but they want us to see that we are working very hard to attain that.
Second question, going back to your answering Prabhu's question, and you were saying 10 as opposed to 100. So were you emphasizing the point that we can play instruments and if we don't chant, there's not...
No, you have benefit, but it's a less benefit.
No, but
main thing is to speed up the benefit. Why Prabhupada was inviting GBC members and devotees to the dham every year, come for Gaura Purnima festival, and visit Vrindavan, visit holy places. Why? Because you're getting 1,000 time benefit. You're speeding up your progress. One day is like 2.5 years. You need to spend 2.5 years in the West to do something within one day in the Dham. You want this quotation from Prabhupada? I can read, but time is over. From Vrindavan Dham, 1976, Prabhupada personally speaking about, if you're doing offenses in the Dham, it's 1,000 times multiplied. So if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it's 1,000 times multiplied. Prabhupada says in one lecture in Vrindavan, and there is no difference between Vrindavan and Mayapur on the transcendental level. So all we should do is speed up our progress. We offer our respects to Tulsi Devi, we offer our respects to Vaishnavas, we worship the deity, whatever we are doing, but we should do as purely as possible or in such a way so we're speeding up our progress.
So you said just purely as possible in the end now. What I'm observing here in Mayapur his example Kirtan Mela, it started more and more. So a leader is singing, chanting, and then the repeating is also in mics. The first year was maybe one mic there, the repeating, now three, four, and the, from the devotees, hardly you can hear something.
Yes. So, and then you have in Bhajan Kuti responses, microphone. Respond, devotees who respond, one of them have microphone. Why? Only person who's leading the kirtan should have microphone. And all others should hear and chant. But this is only, this is technicality. And little understanding of the, that, you know, when devotees are, one is chanting, one is responding and have mic, I don't know who is leading. So one person have microphone, and then others are responding. And there also this devotee who is leading, he should encourage devotees to chant. When he sees around and the devotee is not, then stop and then please repeat after me or something, do something to encourage them to chant.
Yeah, I think there we have to be very careful in Mayapur that we don't water down all these things. I don't know if it's nowadays still done, but the past years, also 12 o'clock, Bogarty time, something to the deities, they stop the kirtan, they do push panchali with the guests, and it happened that my father was just here, and unfortunately I went just with him and with my brother this time to the temple. So the kirtan stopped and they put them flowers in the hand. So they didn't know what to do with the flowers. So I don't know if it's still going on nowadays. But all these things, we have to be very careful in Mayapur. This is not at all necessary to do better chant.
Mataji, so many things should be changed here. Not only these two things. But it's a gradual evolvement. Gradual evolvement of the purity. Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said purity is something rare. Purity is something rare. It's more likely that it's more convenient to compromise. And then when you compromise, you're watering down and then you're getting completely different result than to supposed to be. Hare Krishna, I just want to request you, please bless us so we can continue our 24-hour kirtan in the temple. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can send devotees and we can cover all 24 hours very soon. So please bless us so we can do it.
Haribol.
Hare Krishna, Haribol. I see all the blessings.
Can I say short something? You know, yes. I had often, I come too late for Mangalarti. But the 24-hour kirtan, it inspires me so much that I have a few minutes before the curtain opens for Radha Madhav to see, to hear all of you. It's so amazing. It's totally Vrindavan. So I thank you very much.
Please and Prabhupada continue. Wanted, because according Hari Shauri Prabhu and Shachinandana Maharaj, Prabhupada wanted 24 kirtan in this temple. So this is, we are just fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's desire. And that's the last thing I will say, that in the beginning when I came here, I was a little stiff like, you know, not so, you know, stiff face or stiff mood. Because I brought this kirtan standards from Mahendra Prabhu. I wanted to do for his pleasure. Now we can, now devotees, different devotees said to me that we can little relax, especially in that sense that if Vaishnavis wants to be part of 24 kirtan, we can also make arrangement. We can discuss that and we can do some arrangements. There can be separate shift for Vaishnavis, let them chant, dance, and do everything in that shift. But we need to discuss it. How long, where, and how. Now is, we was waiting 1 year and 8 months in Bhajan Kutir. Then since September of 2015, we are in the temple. So this is very small baby. It's a five, six 7 months baby and is undeveloped. So we are struggling. And as I said, I'm from Vrindavan, therefore I'm coming back to Vrindavan. And but another devotee, he'll be in charge and continue as a devotee who will be in charge of 24-hour kirtan in Mayapur. So thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to Srimayapur Dham. Hare Krishna.